It's Here and Now, and if you heard the show a couple weeks ago, you may have heard our visit to Kathy Gunst's house in Maine. Our resident chef lives in Maine and took us around her garden, made us a delicious gazpacho. Well, today, we are back at Kathy's house in Maine for something that really defines Maine for a lot of people, Kathy, and that is lobster.
You got it. I mean, everywhere I travel, people say, where do you live? I say Maine, and their hands start going into the snapping claws. You know, people all over the world associate Maine and lobster. In fact, I don't think of another state that's so closely affiliated with a single food. Maybe New York and bagels or Texas and beef, but lobster defines Maine, and it's a huge part of the economy here. And all summer long, I have visitors and family that come from near and far. And does anybody want to have chicken? No. Does anybody want to have salad? No. Everyone wants lobster.
And here, it's actually economically possible to do that for a lot of people because lobster's a lot cheaper to get here than it is in other places.
Very much so. In fact, the prices go way down when the tourist season's over. That's like a little known secret. You come back in September and October and you can find lobster for $2.99 a pound. The lobstermen and women work incredibly hard. And they're, as far as seafood goes, they're an incredible deal. Now, obviously, if you buy them in Boulder, Colorado, it's a whole other story.
Now, you have gone out and picked lobster for this occasion. We've got a video of that at our website, hereandnow.org, about how you might go about picking just the right lobster. But right here in front of us, we have, this is a live lobster.
This is a live lobster. This is what we call a soft shell lobster. Now, you see here, the shell is kind of, you can almost push it in the fall and in the winter, and often in the summer too, you can get a hard shell. But like crabs, they molt. They shed their shells, and now they're coming back. The reason that I've chosen a soft shell lobster today is A, they're very sweet, but they have a lot of ocean water in them, juice we call it. But we're going to grill this lobster. So the reason I want a soft shell is because the heat of the grill will go right through the shell. If I had a hard shell, it would have to cook a lot longer, and I would run the risk of it being tough.
And are most of the lobsters that we find in the markets soft shell or hard shell?
In the summer, you'll see both. And the soft shell ones are always at least a dollar a pound less because you get less meat in them. But I have interviewed a lot of chefs, and many Maine chefs believe these are superior because of the sweetness. And because of all that ocean water, it tends to keep it very tender and juicy.
Now, I hate to bring up this unpleasant topic. And for a lot of people, it really is going to be unpleasant, but this lobster is going to have to go from live to not live during this segment.
Yeah, some people are very squeamish about this, but here's my philosophy. Many people have studied this, and there are many people, some of them are scientists, who believe that this may in fact be a more humane way of killing a lobster than putting it into steaming, boiling water, which is the more traditional way, you know, your typical Maine boiled lobster, because they hit the water and they don't necessarily go immediately. I am going to take the lobster and I'm going to relax it. Are you ready for the first step here? So the big question people always ask me is, how do you tell the difference between a male and a female? So you want to know what the answer is? You look between its legs. This is not a bar joke. It's true. These two pieces right here are called the swimmerettes. And when they're hard like this, it means it's a male. But what I'm going to do is stroke them. This is the X-rated part of the show. Parents, tell your children to go in the other room. I'm stroking the swimmerettes or these little feelers. Look what's happening to this lobster. Do you see this? It's like in its yoga pose. It's completely relaxed. And I want this because I don't want it squirming around and fighting me. So while it's all relaxed like this, this happens fast. Are you ready? Okay.
Yep.
All right. I'm putting it on my board, shell side down. I'm going to take a tea towel. And I'm going to just tell you the brutal truth. I'm going to take a sharp chef's knife, and I'm going to plunge it into the lobster, and I'm going to cut it straight through the tail, but I'm not separating it into two pieces. It's fast, it's efficient, and it may possibly be more humane than steaming. Should I repeat that?
I might have to look away, but yes, okay. Go ahead.
Ready? We can put it close to the lobster then, and you don't have to look. Here we go. Okay. Done. Are you
That's
all right?
It. That's it. No longer alive.
On me. No, it's not. I've got it, the tail separated down the half, but it's still one piece. It's not two. The only other thing you do after you cut it and you split it open is you want to take out, there's a little sac right at the head, and it's the only part that you don't want to eat of the lobster. It's bitter. There it is. That's it.
Now, is there something about it being a lobster as opposed to like a chicken that makes you more willing to do this tough part of the job?
I did once kill a chicken. I mean, I eat meat. Doesn't mean I want to go out and slaughter a cow, but I somehow feel that it's my responsibility as a meat eater, as a lobster eater, as a poultry chicken eater, to witness it at least once. Always, no matter how you're cooking a lobster, take the rubber bands off. People, I see them boiling and steaming them. You're going to get a rubber-flavored lobster. And then because these are soft shell and there's a lot of water in here, I'm taking a lobster cracker and I'm just going to make a little crack into the shell. Otherwise, the claws could explode from the heat of the grill. And then what I've done is I've made a butter here. Look at this. I've taken all these herbs from my garden. I have two types of basil, chives, thyme, and dill, just in some softened butter with some salt and pepper and grated lemon zest.
That looks like an incredible butter right there.
Yeah, I know, right? Just slather that on a piece of good bread. And I'm going to spread open the lobster, and I'm just going to take, you can use as much or as little as you want. Put a big blob in the body and then slather up the tail, because of the hot heat of the grill, the butter's going to help keep it moist.
So the final step, I guess, would be just putting it on the grill.
Very good. I've lit the grill. Let's go out. We'll put them on. They take about 15 minutes, and it can be charcoal or gas.
All right, let's go.
Okay, this is important. I have a brush, and I have a grill rack here, and I'm just going to clean it off. Maybe you grilled vegetables last night or chicken, and you just don't want anything there, so I'm just cleaning it off. It's nice and hot. I'm going to put them shell side down.
Right on the rack there.
Right on the rack, so nothing gets lost or falls through. Okay. I also like to take a lemon and cut it in half and grill it, and then you put the grilled lemon on the platter with the lobster, and so when you squeeze the lemon juice on it, it has a kind of smoky flavor, a nice little two-second trick. So we're going to let this cook for about 14, 15 minutes. We'll come back, and I will explain to you how I know that it's cooked.
Now, we're here with you today, Kathy, but I assume that you do this every day for lunch here in Maine?
Oh, it's always like this. Three bottles of wine, lobster, various people stopping by. It's a daily occurrence. Yeah, sure. Never as special as when you're here.
Right. Okay, well, through the magic of radio, we have managed to fast forward time, Kathy, to that 14 or 15 minutes that you said, and now we're done.
It's a miracle. Yeah, it's been, well, we'll see if we're done. I'm going to test them. Woo, baby, we are cooking, smoky. So here's how I know it's done. Even though it's so hot, I'm going to gently prod my finger on the tail, and it's no longer soft. It's firming up, which lets me know that it's ready. The claws will be ready as well. So we are good to go. We're going to just serve these with a little squeeze of lemon, if you've grilled that, beautiful, and you go. So again, you just push down on the tail, and as long as it's not soft anymore, but feels somewhat firm, if it's rubbery, you've gone too far. But hopefully you haven't gotten to that point of no return. And you're ready. We can feast.
Looks delicious.
I know. It's pretty great. You know, and it's a very nice change of pace if you always have steam lobster. Really simple. The lobster butter. As long as you get over your squeamishness, it's probably one of the great sophisticated dishes that takes about 10 minutes of prep.
Mmm. You can taste that grilled flavor.
Yeah, it gets smoky because the shells start to get a little charred and the smoke creates. Now try another bite with this grilled smoky lemon on top. I'll squeeze a little of that on. Isn't that adding nice? Flavor dimension.
The lemon is the thing to do.
Exactly. You cut a lemon in half. Sometimes I brush it with olive oil. You put it on the grill, flesh side down till it's just charred, and then squeeze it over your lobster at the table. You will be happy.
Well, we will have this recipe up at our website, hereandnow.org. Go ahead, listeners, crash the site now, as you always do with Kathy. Kathy, it's been great to visit you here at your home in Maine and have this delicious lobster. Thank you so much, as always.
Thanks, Jeremy. I'm so glad you were able to come.
And if you can handle it, you can watch Kathy do what she just did on a video at hereandnow.org.